Well, good evening. How are y'all doing? Good to see y'all here this evening, and anybody that's online with us, welcome. We're going to start out by singing, "We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise." You can stand if you can. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. Amen. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God. fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph o'er the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody got a pick of him tonight? You want to do a pick of him? 3:30? Are you washed in the blood? 3:30? Okay, maybe we can do the next one next. All right, are you washed in the blood on 3:30? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? And are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? And are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What was that other one you were saying, Brother James? Do you know what page number it's on? Or what it's called?
What's the song?
Where the
lyrics?
Huh? Well, I mean, there is a...
No.
That'll be it. There is a topical index in here. Okay. What a day that will be.
What a day, yeah.
I had to finish the lyric, yeah. I had to finish it.
I saw
yeah.
your lips moving up there, Jeremiah.
Yeah, no, good job. Teamwork, yes.
Sing through it.
Yeah, okay, what a day that will be.
What a day.
Yeah, 762.
762. Oh, you just had to turn around. She's already got it off.
That's cool. I've had to do that before. Yeah. Yep. Well, it's off, yeah. Yeah, it's off right now. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Use Jeremiah. Okay, he's got one right there. Oh, was that one there? All right.
My brain just don't hold.
My on already. Can you hear me out there? You can't hear me? Not necessarily did you want to hear me, but you can hear me, right? Is that what you're saying? Well, I appreciate being here tonight. Thank you for them songs, Jeremiah. And so I heard we had some prayer requests this morning, and that's the reason that we're here this evening, is for lifting up prayers. So I have not... Bobby mentioned something about Miss Bicky, right? She's just feeling... kind of poofy.
Got a little crudge.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got Miss Bicky here, and we've got Fred and Ann. And we got our shut-ins. What else do we have? Sorry, we can't hear you, ma'am. I'm sorry, we can't hear you. It's on.
Thank you. My daughter, Christina, she had an accident. Well, she just ran into basically a wall really hard today and has a big old knot on her head. Just pray that not a concussion and no internal bleeding or anything.
She didn't have to go to the hospital. Right?
Not that we know, okay, but her best friend is a nurse, and she was there with her. So.
And it's an embarrassment to go out and look at the car, you know. I mean.
She's all the way in Lufkin, near Lufkin. So. Anyway.
Well.
No, at home. Yeah, the side of the house.
Okay.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, I mean, she hit it hard. Well, she got scared by
I think we all have had those occasions.
Yeah.
Occasions once in a while in our lifetime. We can probably think back when we had our first one, right, James?
And if I could lift up Robert again.
Robert?
Thank you.
Okay. And we are talking about Robert, your husband?
Yes.
That's correct? Okay. All right. All right. What else? Miss Alita?
Ronnie. Feet. His foot. Yeah. He's got the ringing in his ears, so pray for.
I see he's got foot problem
and
back
in his
problems.
Yeah, he ain't doing
ringing in the
ears. We
got
to pray for Ronnie.
Blind in one eye, can't see out of the other. I mean, and he's retired, and he's back to work.
Yeah. So we lift him up, man.
We'll definitely lift him up.
All right. What you got?
Johnny Hyman?
Yeah, Johnny Hyman.
Okay.
And Ronnie Holman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We need to lift up a new Christian, Deanne Pierce. Mm-hmm. Don't know what's going on in her life, but we just need to pray for them, and then pray for my sister as her her responsibilities have doubled.
Double as mom, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is one blessing out of it, Ron, and that is that she was there. Okay. All right. What else? Do we have anything online? I want to welcome those people online. I apologize for not mentioning it earlier. At the end of the service, we'll be having a number posted off there if anybody needs to know about our school or about coming and being a member of our church. How about just about salvation, getting to know the Lord? Look for that number, and it will be posted on there at the end of the service. But we do appreciate you people that are online.
That number is John 3:16.
Amen. Amen. That's
thank you, Ron. Ron said that number is John 3:16.
That's good. I like
that. All right. What other prayer requests we have?
We need to pray for you. Bringing the message tonight, and thank you for that.
All right, well,
and we need to pray for the pastor who's come. We've got a pastor visiting Sunday, so let's pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his name, but just God
pray,
does.
And pray for the pastor on vacation,
yeah,
too,
pray for
right?
Pastor Lee on vacation. They have a good vacation, get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just we ain't really resting too much. I heard he's working on his house, but pray for him.
Oh, he didn't go to Disneyland then, huh?
No. So anyway, we need to pray for our nation for sure in this the Ukraine war over there. You know, just these crazy things going on in the world.
All right. So for those that are online, we'll be having a visiting a pastor this coming Sunday. We meet here at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:45. We'd love to have you in the worship service. What else prayers do we have? Everything else is well.
She got a praise.
Got a praise?
Yeah.
Well, we take in praises.
Well, you were taking prayers first.
I have a brand new baby girl, granddaughter.
That's right,
my son Taylor had a precious baby girl, Taylor and Bobby, and his fiance. And so just pray for them, lift them up in prayer, and that she's probably about 4 days, 5 days old now, so her health.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Good praise there.
Eight pounds, 6 ounces. Healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Very advanced.
Yeah. Already advanced, right? So she, what, playing the guitar or something? You know? All right. All right. Jeremiah, you have anything back there on prayer request? Okay. Well, we appreciate those people that are watching this evening. And you can always tune in if you can't make it right at this moment. Can tune back in at any time. In order to listen to the sermons and services that we do have, and we appreciate you. All right, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, asking, first of all, Lord, that you forgive us where we fail you, Lord. Thank you for our salvation, Lord. Thank you that we have a personal relationship with you. And, Lord, we lift our pastor up as you taking some time off, a little bit of vacation, Lord. He may be working at his home. We ask for safety on that, Lord. And we thank you for our visiting pastor that will be here this Sunday, Lord. It's a step in for Brother Lee. I thank you, Lord, for having the opportunity to step up here this evening, Lord. And may my words be your words, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for just having the opportunity to serve you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for granddaughters, grandsons, little babies, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord. They are pure and innocent. And we lift Lupe's granddaughter up to you, Lord. We know that she's in a house that loves you and will bring her up in the way that she should go, that she'll be a praise to you in her life, Lord. Watch over her with her health issues, Lord. May everything go well. We thank you, Lord, that we get to witness the birth of another member, part of your family, Lord. So we thank you for that. Lord, we have these other requests, Lord, our shut-ins more over anything, Lord, that we miss them being here, the dedicated people that come each and every week, and now have reached maturity, Lord, and it's difficult for them to get out at nighttime, health issues, be with these that can make it, Lord, Miss Vicki and Fred and Ann, Lord, and be with Miss Peggy Murray, Lord, and all those that I can think of that, Lord, that would want to be here, Lord, but for one reason or another cannot, Lord, and we thank you for them, the prayer warriors that they are. We thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, be with Loopy's daughter during this auto accident that she had. Thank you, Lord, that you spared her life, spared her from injury, Lord. And we ask that you meet her needs for maybe more transportation or that insurance will cover everything that she has. We'd like to lift up Loopy's husband, Robert, to you, Lord. We know he's got his hands full, Lord, and he's got a lot of things going on. So, Lord, we're lifting him up to you. And dear brother Ronnie Vacalet, Lord, we ask, man's retired and gone back to work to deal with some situations, Lord, as a union rep, Lord. We ask that you be with him. Give him the strength that he needs, Lord, with his foot issues and his sight issues and his back and his hearing, Lord. And, Lord, be with him. Let him be a sole representative of you when he's dealing with these people. You know, sometimes union situations can be in anger, Lord, but let Ron be the mediator that he needs to be, Lord. May he lift up your name with all things that he does, Lord. We thank you for that. We lift up Ronnie Holman and Johnny Hyman to you, Lord. You know their health issues, Lord. Continue to give them strength, Lord. We thank you for that. Make it comfort for them, Lord. Well, we have a special request for Deanna Pierce, Lord, that she claims that, Lord, that she knows you and has had a little setback. Lord, we ask that you draw her back in with your word, with the love of others, and that she may make a full recovery, Lord, in pursuing friendliness and love through you, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for Sherry for stepping up in that situation. Lord, you know what it is, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for that. And, Lord, we're just giving you this time right now, Lord, that you would look at each and every one of our hearts, Lord. And, Lord, that you would chasten us where we failed you, Lord. And, Lord, give us the opportunity to continue to love you and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, now we're here for a purpose tonight, and that is what? Wednesday night? Hello? Prayers, right? Is that what you said, Bobby? Thank you very much. I heard you in the back. Yeah, we're here for prayers, so I wanted to look at that this evening as to what is the real meaning of prayers. And anybody have any clues to what's the real meaning of prayers? I'm sorry?
Talking to God.
Okay, I'm going to have to accept that one. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? Petitions to him? Yes. Okay. Yeah. And that's that. I'll discuss a little bit further about the petitions because there's no doubt we need Jesus, right? We need God in our lives. So I was looking at this in the dictionary as to what it is, and let me explain. Prayer, there's prayer, prayers, and praying. As we know, prayer is singular, and prayers is plural, and praying is the act of praying and praying to God. So, and we obviously have some beautiful, wonderful prayer warriors in this church. Even though they may not be present here today, they are praying for each and every one of us in our needs. But prayer is an act of worship that glorifies God and reinforces our need in him. Though living a life of prayer, we can communicate with him, as somebody mentioned, right? With the very source of our purpose and for our existence. It is the fiercest weapon that can be given against the enemy. Okay? And especially today with the wars, rumors of wars, and other things that are going on, whether it be Corbett, whether it be murder rates, all kinds of issues that we are dealing with, separations of families. Devil's just getting in there. And we have got to be using prayers as the weapon against the enemy in this fallen world that we have. Now, prayer in the dictionary, prayers is a solemn request. Now, we're in the plural, right? That meaning more than one or more than one individual, but prayers is a solemn request for help. Now, we can do a lot of things by ourselves, can't we? We can do a lot of things by ourselves, but the things we can't do, we worry about. We end up getting stressed out, gray hairs. But as a born-again believer, we know we've got one person that we can go to who can take care of that, because we can't do it. I've got children who live in other states, grandchildren that live in other states. You have children and grandchildren who live in other states and other cities. You just can't get right over there and put your arms around them and grab them and hold them and hug them and pray for them, you know. But we can go to the Lord and we can request this assistance. God is an object of worship, and we need to understand that. If you say that you pray for someone, you're making a promise. You're making a commitment to God. Alita, I'm going to pray for you. Now, you know what that means? That's a burden on me to be praying for you. Okay? So we have to be very concerned about our words when it comes to pray. This praying is not a social media, Facebook or whatever the other ones are. It is a one-on-one relationship that we have with God, and a one-on-one relationship that we have with our fellow brothers and sisters, that we point out the fact that I'll be praying for you. The purpose of our prayer request this evening was to pray for them. Now, some of these situations we didn't know about. We didn't know about the accident. We didn't know about other people that are sick. But here we are gathering together, two or more gather together in the name of the Lord, and we are praying for him. Okay? Now, prayers is also a religious service, the act of praying, because you've asked somebody in your prayers, and that is the Lord. So it is an act of service, and especially a regular one, which we hold on Wednesday as well as on Sunday night. We have prayer requests that we take and we pray, Bible study. And it can be where people gather in order to pray together. And you all remember that verse, I think I quoted it already, when two or more gather together in my name, I'll be there. Many times we've given promise and said, Loopy, I'll be there, and we never show up for one reason or another. Our intent is probably good, but you know what? The Lord's there. One of the little children over at the school wanted to know, how can Jesus be in so many places at one time? You know? How can he be in so many places at one time? My mama makes a schedule out, and she can barely keep it. How can Jesus be everywhere? Well, he can be everywhere. He can be everywhere. I want to give you a couple of things to look at. Prayer, one, is an act of a communication with God. And all relationships require communication. For you married people, it's kind of hard to live in a home with a spouse if you don't talk to them. Whether it's over breakfast or over lunch, dinner, or just watching television, if you don't communicate with them and get one-on-one, it makes it a difficult relationship. Can we agree? Same works with brothers and sisters communicating with each other. We always hear of sibling rivalries, right? But there's nothing better than having act of communicating with that individual, okay? Now, this communication is acting with the communication in God. It's not just getting our needs that we want, but maybe also involved in getting the needs of others. God calls us to pray. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, God calls us to pray. Now, we have to understand something, and that is the fact that God will not answer prayer for somebody that has a sinful heart. So our heart has to be in the right place. And the act of that is through repentance and salvation and being part of the family of God. We had a couple of visitors that were here Sunday, and I could tell that there was trouble in their eyes, and they were honest about what was going on in their life and asked us to pray for them. And I was honored to be part of that. I was pleased to see them back in church. But it also tells me that in this communication, we have to go to the one that can do the most for us, and that is God. Okay? So we need to understand that. God calls us to pray to develop something. What do you think it is? God calls us to pray to do something. What? Develop what in us? A better relationship. Yes, a walk with him. We get to, one, know the heart of God, the word of God, one, by being here in church, and, again, praying for God. Now, I'm not going to get into the discussion of God can answer prayer immediately. It might take an hour, might take a week, or it might even take a month or a year. Or he may never, right, Ron? Yeah, we're not going to get into that. Because we don't know God's time frame. We don't know what God's will is. But God is asking us to do the communication. If you go to John 15 in verses 14 and 15, God wants our friendship. And if you look at that, John 15, verse 14 and 15, it says here, you are my friend. Here it's in the plural, friends, in the King James. If you do whatever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants, for servants know not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I've got a friend in Jesus. Isn't that a song, Jeremiah? Is that right? I've got a friend in Jesus. So here we see in this verse that he is saying that we aren't servants, we are his friend. And because he calls us friends, everything that he has learned from his Father, he has let us know of it. Prayer, too, is an act that shows our dependence on God. Somebody mentioned that earlier. It's an admission that we need God in our life, that we cannot do it alone. And to help us live a fruitful and a productive life. If you go to John chapter 5, while you're there, go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. And we're going to go to verse 19. Here's Jesus talking. And he says in here, make sure I'm on the right one now, 5:19. Yes, that is true. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Jesus was in effect saying that on his own, he did not have an insight or the ability to live an extraordinary life. Here in the King James, it said, "Very, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also do the Son of likewise." So here we see right here that very early in the morning, while it was still dark out, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, Jesus' example is clearer. In order to know and to do God's will, he had to depend upon his Father in prayer. If Jesus needed to pray and was dependent upon God through prayer, we certainly need to do the same. He was our example. Let me get over here to Mark 1:35 in the King James says, "And in the morning he rose up while before daytime, and he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Now, James, your solitary place might be in your car on the way to work. Leaders might be in her bathroom, you know. Loopy, you might go to the closet, your actual closet, and pray to the Lord. Sometimes it's quiet, but we all need a quiet place sometimes. Sometimes to shed a tear for things that are going on in this world. Sometimes to prepare our hearts for the day of what the world is doing. And we do see that each and each day as we go on. It's just a prelude of the Lord coming. The song we sang tonight, "There will be a day." Is that right? A day will come when we will see his face. He could not do anything without his Father doing, seeing what he was doing. Jesus was in effect saying that on his own, he didn't have the insight or the ability, as I mentioned earlier, about what God's will was. And he was in prayer about it. Now here's Jesus, the Son of God. I don't mean this vaguely. Knowing all, seeing all, right? God, right? Jesus, the Son of, and still went to the communication with his Father to find out what he needed to know. Look at yourselves. Don't you think we, which obviously know less about God and heavenly things, don't we need to go to the Lord in prayer also? Things we hear. So we have a understanding here as to, one, what it is. It's an act of communication. And it also shows, because we see what's happening, about our dependence on God. Now, thirdly, we see in here that prayer is a making request known to God. Loopy, I've got an issue with my car, and I want you to come over and fix it tomorrow. No, you probably couldn't do it, right? But I know I can go to the Lord and ask him to show me the means or show me the way in order to get it fixed. Okay? In one way or the other. In John 15:7, if you want to turn back there, John 15:7, Jesus says, and this is in the New International Version, it says, "If you remained in me," y'all know this verse, right? "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish." Right? Whatever you wish, and it will be what, James? Given you. it will be given you. Now, I'm not preaching a prosperity sermon. I'm just bringing out what the Lord says in the Scripture. Now, it could not necessarily be a prosperity thing. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's something we talked about tonight on our prayer list. Okay? Gathering together. This is kind of like a check drawn on a bank of heaven. You know what I mean? Lord, I'm going to need some help with my health. I'm going to need some help with my finances. Lord, be with Brother Ron. You know, he's got things going on in his life. You know, whatever it is. You know, we can't fix it, but God can. You know, it's signed. This check is signed by Jesus himself. Call on me. Call on me. God in Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, God wants us to ask him for what we want or need from him. And the Bible says, tell God what you need. In Philippians 4, tell God what you need. So, here it is an act of making our request known. Telling him, asking him, not telling him, asking him what our needs are. Okay? We may say that I've asked many times and have not received it, right? You've all heard that, right? Oh, I kept praying. Jesus just hasn't answered me yet. What am I going to do, Miss Jackie? He won't answer me. What is going on? Huh? Maybe it's not God's will. Maybe it's not timing. It might get you, if I grant your wish, James, it might get you in more trouble than what you're in right now. Or, I've got a better plan for you. And he will let it be known. You know, we look at today, everybody is an instant gratification. Go to McDonald's and you can get a hamburger with no onions. Did you know you can get a hamburger with no onions? You know, I mean, I remember when McDonald's first started out for 15-cent hamburger, right? Yeah, it was setting up there for 2 minutes. Already had the ketchup and the onions and the, you know, meat and the cheese on it, whatever, was setting up in there because they were moving so fast, volume-wise. I went to another local fast food chain this week, and 9 minutes later, I got my food. And it was simple. It was just three tacos. How long does it take to make a taco?
9 minutes.
9 minutes. Yeah. But we are an instant gratification. And when we look at the perspective about asking God for our help or our needs, we're looking for it right then. But God's also teaching us a lesson. He's teaching us lessons of faithfulness. We're teaching us a lesson that if we have faith in him, you will get an answer. It may be on our dying bed, but he will answer. And one of the last things here is that the prayer is an act of cooperation with God. Prayer is God's way of letting us partner with him, being part of him, okay? Understanding the fact that we can go to him to accomplish his purposes, his will. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to say, O Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. And what's the next part? Your will be done. Not me, not you, but God's will be done. And you've all have counseled your children in growing up. that they in turn think that instant gratification is going to dad or going to mom, you know? And we need to also teach them that in time, things will come. It may not be right away, okay? But here in this, your will be done, not only here in earth, but it also says in heaven. In our prayers, we learn more about his will and our role that we play in accomplishing his plans in our prayers. If we are honest to God, honest with God, and to God in our prayer requests, we have a better communication with him, we have a better relationship with him, and in turn, we will accomplish his plans for our lives. In many situations that we see today, God waits for us to ask him what's going on in our lives. He's just waiting for us to ask him. Verse in the Bible says, if you knock and the door shall be opened. Put that in with your prayers and think about it. If you don't go, right? If you don't go and you ask him, he's not going to answer you. We have to be on the right side of God in our request. In many situations, God waits on us to ask him even before he acts. Sometimes he acts before we even ask. And that's where the other part of it comes in about our communication, and that is the praise. Praising him for what he is doing in our life. This act of meeting here tonight is two or more gathering in my name. He is present. And we have a clean heart as we came in and asked God to forgive us, and we've presented our petitions to him. Something that we can't do, that only God can fix in his time or in his will. And we must understand that. We learn more about him each and every time we read the Bible, each and every time we pray to him. And our relationship grows stronger through our prayer. The impossible becomes possible. Remember something, and that is that prayer is not limited by space or time. Period. Okay? It only opens up the door to God's heart, God's will for our life, and it also opens up his limitless power. You know, if you take your time and really look at the Genesis chapter 1 about the creation, as you sit here right now in slow motion, that's why I'm trying to talk slow, and think about what he has created. That's power. That is limitless power. Our prayers go straight to God, and he has the power to change the course of history, the course of history in our life, and the course of history for our lives hereafter. In Revelations, as we're talking about receiving the crowns of glory that we are going to present to the Lord, part of that is how were we communicating with the Lord here on earth? In this short time that we are here, were we reaching out to God, not only for ourselves, but for others? Because that is what he wants us to do. Jesus instructed the disciples to go out and do what? Preach the word. teach them about God. I appreciate being here tonight, and our prayers continue on these. These are not limited. I've seen people writing them down, and we know some of these are everyday prayers for some of these that were on the list today, whether they be our spouse or our shut-ins. And we continue to be thankful for the way God is taking care of us. Prayers. Sorry about that. But prayers go straight to God, and it's up to God to deal with us, how our heart is, and what our requests are. Again, for those that are online, we appreciate you tuning in this evening. And there will be a phone number to reach Brother Lee at the end. And also for our Christian school that we have, any information that you'll need. I thank you for having the opportunity to stand up here in front of you tonight. And reach out to those that need prayers. And pray for those that you don't see here or don't see that need prayer. Okay? And I thank you for your heart and your concern about others in prayer. Okay? Allow God's will to happen. Amen. All right, Brother James, you want to close? You got the mic with you? Okay?
Yeah, Father, we just thank you for everything you've given us, and we just give you all the honor and praise. And we thank John for stepping in tonight and with the lesson, and we just on prayer. And, Lord, we just ask you to watch over everyone here tonight, get them back home safely. Lord, and just pray for, the pastor coming this Sunday. We did lift him up as he comes to our church. We just pray the Holy Spirit works. Lord, we thank you for everything you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Thought I had my phone.